Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. How about one of these? Yeah!
Yeah!
What is that, man? After a sweep to finish off the season, your San Diego Padres are done in the regular season. The regular season, fellas, has ended, everybody. Welcome in. Happy Monday to you. I'm Woodsy. To my right is Paul Reindl. He's the executive producer of the program and so much more. So much more. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
My junior therapist. He's does a lot of voice things for the station. He does a lot. He wears many hats, literally and figuratively. What would you say, conservatively, how many hats do you own? My collection, by the way, is going through the roof. And I'll tell you why. But how many would you say, conservatively, that you own?
It's weird if you...
I'm not going to think poorly of you.
No, I know. It's just like I have like probably 15 golf hats. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've
course.
Gotten, but I don't really
you don't
wear them, so I don't really count them.
I get
probably
it.
Like between 25, 30.
Oh, I thought way more because I have easily that.
The ones that are in like rotation, yeah, it's like probably 25. I was packing
oh, the
well.
Ones in rotation, 25.
Like the
30.
Ones that I would typically wear.
If you
out.
Laid them out on, well, because you're about to.
I just packed a bunch of hats.
You did? Okay.
I didn't count, but I'm guessing. Between 20 and 30.
Okay, that's not even close
like,
to what I thought.
You know, like, I also, like, I wouldn't say I'm a sneakerhead, and I have, like, 500 pairs of shoes.
Oh, you do?
I don't.
Oh, you
I
don't?
Do not.
I was like,
I do not.
All right, we have a slight problem.
I have like 15.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Then you're like, well, do dress shoes count? Do golf shoes count? Do those shoes, you know what I
that's
mean?
That's fair. He wears a lot of hats, though, in the for the company. And the show.
Correct.
And also some literally wears a lot of hats.
Like those old infomercials. But wait, there's
but wait,
more.
Wait, there's more. Right. Now, you have a lot of hats. None of them look good.
No.
You're Ben Higgins, the friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
But I never throw them away, so I've got just...
Me too.
Most of them were for like free at some point, and I have 100%. Just stacks of hats that I can't wear.
Stacks of free hats. Shallow,
yeah.
Deep,
yeah.
Like all kinds of too. I've got loads of hats that every time Paulie and I went to fantasy camp, we get a new Padres hat. I think I've kept... I need to actually go in and clean up mine. Because what I've found is, because I've coached so many of my kids' yeah. Little League and T-ball teams, I always go by the official hat so that I'm... Because
you got the fitted.
I'm the coach. I got the fitted one. I don't have the turd one they give to parents that barely hangs on your head. So I get the real one. And I was looking in the closet, and I actually got a little emotional when I started pulling them out this weekend. And I'm like... I'm like, that was Bo's first. That was Bo's second. This is Taylor's first. This is Taylor's second. Like, I'm looking at all of them going... oh, man, it's going fast.
You can't really give away a hat, though.
No,
even
you can't.
Even a gently used hat.
I mean, even
no
gently
wants,
used.
No one wants to wear a hat that's
nope.
been on your sweaty head, even
nope.
really once.
Nope.
You're right.
Unless it's brand new.
Dude, there's...
You can't give away a hat.
Remember, I've told... Well, we just talked about, like, most of last week, some of the things that we get sent up here. Things that are given to us and sent... I've been given used sweatshirts and used golf shirts, and I'm like, thanks, man. Like... I do okay. I'm fine. Thank you. If you're going to give me something, don't just clear out your Goodwill pile and be like, Woodsy said he went to New Orleans one time. I'm going to give him this New Orleans sweatshirt that I wore down there. Got like sauce on. I'm like, I'm good. I'm fine. I can get my own New Orleans sweatshirt.
No, bro. It's vintage.
It's like, I'm good, dude. Totally good. No, man. I was pulling some out this weekend, dude, looking at him going, Oh man, that was. I'm going to keep all of them because it's going to remind me one day of you know, coaching my kids. And speaking of, I had T-ball on Saturday, and by the time I was done with T-ball, I was like, that had to have been between 2,500 and 3,000 calories. By the time I was done, I was so tired and defeated after it was over. I went home, I looked at Hannah, I go, they should really pay T-ball coaches. I'm going to say they should pay every T-ball coach $1 million a year. About $1 million a year. Literally $1 million a year. Commensurate with how difficult it is, you should get paid. You should make $1 million for coaching T-ball. It's the worst. I can't even describe to you how gnarly it is. And they have the games. Here's our options. Ready? Sundays at 1 or 2:30.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't pick two worse times for 4 to 5 year old children. You just couldn't. One of my kids, I swear to God, fell asleep on the field in the middle of an inning. I swear to God. So I'm sitting there going, hey, get up! Wake up! Get up, dude! You're going to wear one! And the dads all stand out there with their kids, right? They're standing right behind them. All right, buddy, get ready, get ready. And I'm like the overlord of all of them. So I just keep looking. I'm like, hey, pay attention, Brylan. Braxton, wake up, dude! Get up! Jackson, up and at him. Let's go. Pay attention. By the time it was over.
Other Jackson
2. By the time it was over, you guys. I mean, I got home at like 2:30 and I went back to my room. I didn't say anything. Anyway, I was like, oh my God. And I, you know, you wonder, like, do these guys even want to be there? Do they have any interest? Are we putting our kids into T-ball too early? Is it too early? One kid hit, I'm not joking, on the other team. He hit the tee out to the pitcher's mound. He just the tee, didn't touch the ball. He went, boom! The tee goes flying out to the pitcher's mound. Then they give him about 8 more swings after that. He couldn't make contact. And I'm in the field like this, under my breath. All right, let's just call him out. He's out, dude. He's going to have to learn how to get out at some point. It might as well be now. If he can't hit it off the tee, when is he ever going to hit it? It's just sitting there for him. So, dude, I am telling you, I am like, I get home and I'm just like, I love my son so much. And I love that they want to be out there. And I love that they're both really good. But it's just hard. And I just a lesson for all the dads out there and moms, actually, and moms. Throw with your kids. Oh, dude, did you hear that Freudian slip? Throw your kids. Throw your kids into a wall. Throw with your kids. Roll them a ball. Work with them at home. Because your volunteer T-ball coaches are not miracle workers. It would be like me doing this. Grabbing my 5-year-old. Packing a bag of stuff. Ice skates. A hockey stick. Dropping him off at a rink and being like, see you later, dude. Good luck. Does he know how to skate? No, he's never been on skates. Never. Does he know anything? Nope. We've never even watched hockey. He didn't even know what hockey is. Have fun. Have fun with him. Go get it. No, you're fine. You're a coach. Obviously, you know what you're doing. Could you imagine just dumping him off at a hockey rink and be like, hey, I'll be in the stands if you want. Just playing on my phone for an hour.
Doesn't know how to put on his skates. No,
it's no idea. No, now you got to do all of it. No. All the pads, the whole thing. Could you imagine taking your child and just dumping him off at a hockey rink and be like, here, enjoy. It's what it is. I got kids rolling the ball in. I got them throwing grenades at it. And I'm just like, you guys got to help me during the week. 5-6 days of like, get them outside, throw a little bit with them. But it's exhausting, you guys. I mean, it is total exhaustion when I'm done. It's the labor of love, obviously, because to see them like succeeding at better every year is incredible. But climbing that mountain is tough. It's really, really tough. It's really tough. That was my whole weekend.
Relaxing. Sounds like you're recharged and ready to go.
You know, and I told my wife last night, I go, hey. No, it was my kids. I go, you guys know what the point of a weekend is? We were driving. I'm driving there in the backseat.
Have you ever heard of a weekend?
I go, do you guys know what a weekend is? And they go, yes. Taylor calls it stay-at-home day. He goes, it's stay at home, Dad. I go, right, it is. I said, what does Daddy do all week? And they said, you work. And I said, right. I said, and then what do I do all weekend? And they said, take us to sports and go to sports with us. I go, exactly. I said, do you see any rest in there? You don't, right? So I need you to be a little bit more grateful about things when Daddy needs to rest. And they understood. They understand. We were, that's what we do. I mean, we go to soccer, to football, to baseball, to basketball, to, you know, T-ball and everything else. And on we go, man. But it is, it's such a fun thing to do. It really is. And when things, like when somebody makes a play, like some kid catches a ball, it's like the greatest thing of all time. But man, it just, there's no weekend, Ben. There's no, even you get a weekend now. You have a weekend.
Yeah, I had a really relaxing weekend the last couple of days. We were so relaxed, and I was actually so bored at one point yesterday just watching some football, and then the Oktoberfest in Encinitas was happening right by my house. So I walked down with my son to the Encinitas Oktoberfest.
How many wieners did you consume?
So I actually I went to the Taste of Poland, and I had the stuffed cabbage and pierogi for lunch, and it was quite good, actually. It was really good. I mean, you walk in and you're instantly transported to Stuttgart. You're no longer in suburban Encinitas.
It's not Encinitas.
You know, once those booths are up, you know that you're truly at Oktoberfest in Germany. But it was a very relaxing weekend for me. But it needed to be. You needed to relax more because this is potentially the most stressful, longest month of the year.
My blood pressure is through the roof.
It's all over in two days. Which is so hard to get my mind around. You have to prepare yourself that you are about to embark, even as a fan, on the most grueling fan experience you're going to have. Live or die games almost every day that could last in more than a month. If this goes all the way to Game 7 of the World Series, we're not done until a month from Thursday. Or it'll be over on Wednesday after two games, and we'll have geared up for absolutely nothing. But you have to be ready either way. And I find that to be the most difficult part of October for, you know, having my team in the playoffs right now, just the not knowing how long it's going to last.
Well, you're right. The thing is, for me, though, like, it does, if the Padres get bodied in two games and it's over, it ain't over for me because I got to hate watch the Dodgers, right? Like, I'm going to be, I don't miss a playoff game. I just don't, I try to make sure that I can see almost every pitch because there will be games that run, you know, concurrent with each other. I want to see all of it.
But there's nothing like the stress of watching the Padres.
No.
Nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. In the playoffs, there's nothing like it. I hear it all the time. Football, basketball, hockey's really good in the playoffs. You can't deny that. It really is. But there is no clock to run out. You know, there just is no clock. There is no, let's run the ball three times and we're gonna win this game. There is none of that. And there's not, hey, let's pass it around and shoot. There's no, let's pass it around and you know, take our chances here with a two-goal lead in hockey. There is no clock that you can run out. You cannot take a knee.
I get that in football, it's just one game. It's not even a best of three or a best of five or a best of seven.
Yeah,
but
that's huge.
You're used to that because every game is really important in football.
Correct.
In baseball, you don't have that mentality for 162. We tell you all season long, chill, okay? Yeah, the Padres have lost 3 of 4. It's fine, okay? You look at the big picture.
Yep.
Are they headed toward the playoffs or not? Are they going to get where they need to go? Now this changes on a dime, and every game is so important. Every out, every pitch can be the one that ends your season if you don't do it right.
Yep.
And it's not the same game anymore.
Every ground ball, every fly ball, mm-hmm. every ball in the gap, every stolen base or non-stolen base. I mean, think about how many things have to go right for you. But I think, you know, obviously we're going to be talking a lot of Padres baseball today, but I think it's important to start off by saying, oh my God, they actually got to 90 wins. They win 7 of 8 to get to 90 wins. That's pretty impressive. And, you know, Schulte, when they got off that early lead yesterday, he was like, yes. Cause I'll tell you what, 80, it's like Manny. Manny used to hit 30 home runs every year. Now he's 29 last year, 27 this year. He's like, ugh. There's something better about that nice, fat, round number. You want $87? You want $90? You want $90 every time you want $90. He got to his 90 wins again, which I think is a pretty remarkable accomplishment. And I think, you know, as I was laying in bed last night, I was thinking about that those 90 wins. I'm like, there's maybe four of them that were easy. Maybe. Like, that's what it felt like. Four easy wins out of 90. Kudos to him. Congratulations to the Padres. Back-to-back 90-win seasons. First time in their history they've ever done that. So I think it's important to acknowledge that this morning. And now, again, means less than nothing if you don't. You know, at least, you know, you got to get through the first series, and it's going to be a tough one.
And I just don't know. I mean,
there's too many unknowns.
I certainly can see them winning, but I could see them losing here. This is
what fan base right now knows they're getting through the first round. What fan base knows they are?
Dodgers want to. I would think that they want to
knows
least say,
they are, or is the most confident.
Lodolo and Hunter Green. They know they are.
They don't know they are. But they like where they're at least positioned.
Because, again, if you're the Dodgers and you are 1,000, what are the odds going to be in this series? That's a lot of pressure to be the billion-dollar team against the team that spent $17 in the offseason. There's no way that they're sitting there going, yeah, yeah, I'm 100% confident. You know, they're not those Reds are not scrubs, man. They're not. Now, you know, it's baseball. Anything can happen. So, yeah, the teams with the buys obviously know that they're getting through to the next round. But as far as these wild card teams, do the Yankees feel confident? No. Do the Red Sox feel confident? No. You know, on down the line you go. I don't know, man. It's what makes this game so great. It's what makes this time of year so great. And I can't wait to get this thing going tomorrow. I'm going to be a wreck. Anybody going to sleep tonight? Because I'm not going
to. I've definitely let myself go to places where I don't usually let myself go. And I look at this Padres team, and I actually feel pretty good about it.
I do, too. How could you not? You know? How could you not?
And it's not simply because the last week, fine. Yeah, some good signs from a number of players, which is positive, but I always know the playoffs can change all of that. That we talked about the last couple of weeks. Teams with momentum don't keep it. Teams that are struggling don't always keep it. To me, what is important is that so many of these guys have been there a couple of times. They've tasted a little success. They've tasted some failure in the playoffs. And I do truly believe that, you know, not 100% of the time, but a lot of the time in pro sports, you have to put in your playoff dues before you can finally figure it out and crack through. And I feel like this Padres team may have gotten to the point where they've put in enough dues, they've had enough struggles and enough success in previous postseasons with similar players that they're going to go in and they're going to be in a pretty good place to at least know what they need to do. Now, the randomness of baseball can get them, as it can get any team in the postseason, but I do feel like they're well positioned going into October.
Absolutely.
Now,
I think they are as well. I mean, obviously you have question marks in your rotation, but so do the Cubs. You know, and I know that their numbers against our numbers against the guys that we're facing aren't great, but I think it was what, one start apiece this year for Imanaga and Boyd. They're going to be without Cade Horton, which is kind of helpful. We're going to be without Ramon Laureano, which is not helpful at all for us. But you know what? I saw Nicky P. A guy was like, "Hey, man, how much can you really count on Nicky P? He got torched." I go, "Yeah, he got torched at Wrigley in April. It's no indication."
And he pitched well against him at Petco.
Yeah, it does. It's no
in
indication
April,
that
I mean,
that things are going to stay the same there.
Nicky P, huh?
Yeah. You just don't know, man. And you have to literally just grin and bear it when your teams are in the playoffs. And we are. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to get this thing going. Now, as far as the start times, I get it. I got a lot of emails and texts about it yesterday. It's not ideal. It's not an ideal start time. No. All right. It is for us. But for you guys, the ones we really care about, it's not ideal for you. And I totally understand that. hopefully people...
I'm guessing tomorrow and Wednesday won't be super productive afternoons here in San Diego.
You know, I think the same thing, but you always run the chance of running in a... That is like, I don't care. I worked for a boss once.
I still have nightmares about the bit we tried.
The bit
to do.
We tried when we called in to help that guy.
We said, hey, you know, we got some pull in this town. So if your boss won't let you off for what was it, opening day?
No, 2020? It was playoffs.
Yeah, I think it was playoffs.
Playoffs.
We're like, yeah, just you know, tell him we said it's fine. Yeah. And we like literally talked to some guy's boss. He's like, I don't care. I don't like baseball.
If
he's not there tomorrow.
He's out of a job.
Fired.
We're like, yeah, he's out of a job.
Okay, never mind.
I had a hard-o boss that was not joking. This is a true story. In radio, when I was in radio sales, 9/11 happened that morning on my way into work. And obviously, we are a radio station. We had a microphone held up to the TV, broadcasting what we were hearing on the television at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking that there was a sales manager who was like, guys, are we just going to stand around? We have calls to make. You have clients to call. I'm like, hey, man, the world is ending, just so you know, right here.
Everything's on pause right now.
I'm going to pause. We're going to pause this right now. He was literally like chiding us because we weren't back at our desk calling, you know, the local head shop. He'd be like, hey, man, you want to advertise on the Eagle? It's $300. You're going to get 6 mentions.
They're like, are you insane right now?
Yeah, they're like, hey, man, are you not seeing this right now? I'm not joking, Paulie, when I say that. That's one of those times in management you have to go, sorry. You know, this takes precedent. That obviously is not, 9/11 and the playoffs are not the same. Don't make that distinction.
Right.
But again, you know, it's important to people in this town, as evidenced by the almost 4 million people that showed up at Petco Park this year. So if you're a boss, be kind, be gentle, be understanding.
If you're a boss, think of it like a baseball season, the whole year. There's going to be good days. There's going to be some unproductive days where your team just doesn't show up. But over the long haul, if they're getting it done and they have a winning record at the end of the year and they get your office into the playoffs, they're doing fine. So don't be mad that a couple of days this week, numbers are a little lower than they usually are because people are, you know, distracted by their San Diego Padres in the postseason.
Can I suggest this to any potential bosses or managers out there? And I realize there's some jobs you don't get to take off, right? And I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about your sales jobs, things where you could actually curry so much favor by walking in, sitting down this morning for your Monday morning meeting and saying, hey, listen, guys, I know the pods are in. I'm from San Francisco. I'm not a Padres fan. I know many of you are. You're all excused for the game tomorrow. You're all excused for the game. I know how important it is to you. Wouldn't you want to murder and kill and maim for that person? Like, after that, if you're like, bro, you really let me off for the game? Yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, I know you're going to come through and I know you're going to make up that time. I know you are. I would kill for that guy. I would run through a brick wall for that guy, that manager that was like, hey, dude, I know how important this is to you. Go do it.
Now, if you're an emergency cardiac surgeon and a patient comes in at 12:15 tomorrow, you're kind of out of luck. I can't say, well, just have the game on one of the TVs in the operating room. And
yeah, like if you're a fireman and there's a fire, I need you out there, man. Police officers, I'm sorry.
I get it. Yeah, they can't do it. Not everyone can go
figure it out.
There's certain jobs where you're not going to be. You walk into a bar, there's a fire, there's like 20 firemen that are watching the game, drinking beer. You're like, no. But, you know, there's jobs out there where it's actually a really smart management move to go, hey, man, I know how much this means to you. Go do it. You deserve it. You love your boss after that. You want to kill for him. So I think, you know, don't be short-sighted just because it's the playoffs.
The problem is, I don't know when the Padres will get a night game. We'll go through the schedule. If you haven't seen how it's going to shake out for the San Diego
Maybe
Padres,
never.
They may not get a night
to
game.
To the World Series.
For weeks, the way the postseason is breaking out at the moment. We'll go through all of it. Let's take our first time out. Paulie, get us queued up. We'll just go traffic straight into our first break coming up here in a minute. When we come back, we can set the menu for a Monday edition of Ben and Woods. Obviously, we are going to talk a lot of Padres Cubs and get you ready for the best of three series that starts tomorrow at 12:08 right here on 97.3 The Fan. You can always catch the game if you're in the car anywhere. We will have it for you on the radio. If you need to listen surreptitiously, that's a little easier than watching surreptitiously.
Big time.
You can do so on the Odyssey app here in San Diego or on the MLB app outside of San Diego. So we'll give you all the schedule for everything that's happening this week for the Padres in Chicago. We'll do all of that coming up after traffic in our first break here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Or you can just call in sick from work, head to 7 Mile Casino, watch the game there, and play a little California-style blackjack just to add to your, you know, Just stress level. Well, you know, might as well put a lot of money on the line while you're also watching your favorite team play baseball in October.
I'll say this. Playing a $500 hand at California-style blackjack is infinitely less stressful to me than watching playoff baseball because I have some control over this, right? I can hit, I can stay, whatever. Like, I have some control, a little bit. I get it. No, it's a blast. Seven Mile Casino, great place to go. Pre-game, post-game. They have TVs on in there. You'll be able to watch a game if you want. You can go have a delicious meal. You can go just clear your mind if you need to. It's a great place for that as well. And the best part, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Yep. In addition to California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em Poker, Pai Gow, and Baccarat, have a great meal. They are always open 24-7, including the 24-7 players menu at Sammy's, the great Sammy's menu. But the Kung Pao Chicken on the players menu is fantastic. Great time of year to enjoy their patio right there on San Diego Bay. So many reasons to head down to 7 Mile Casino. Again, it's just 7 minutes from downtown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here's what we know. Games 1 and 2 against the Chicago Cubs will definitely be 12:08 here on 97.3 The Fan and televised locally on ABC Channel 10. How about that?
Very happy.
Very happy about that. We get a little Padres baseball on ABC 10. It's very rare when we get a Major League Baseball game at all, and the fact that it's the Padres is very cool. After that, don't really know. If every series is still going, or at least if the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Red series are still going, then the Padres will once again play Thursday, if necessary, at 12:08 on ABC. If the other series are done, the game could be moved back to various times and on ESPN at either 2:08, 3:08, or 4:38 on Thursday. So those are the...
That one's in flux.
That one's in flux, depending on what happens in the other series. You can pretty much see what they're doing. They have the Dodgers and Yankees are the priority. Those are going to be the later afternoon evening games in primetime.
Yeah.
As soon as one of those is over, the Padres will slip a further back into primetime. But right now, they're blocked from primetime by the Yankees and the Dodgers playing at home against the Red Sox and the Reds. And then if the Padres manage to take 2 out of 3 from the Cubs, they will open the division series on Saturday in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Game 1 on Saturday, game 2 on Monday after an off day on Tuesday, but off day on Sunday, but we don't know what times those games are yet.
Don't we?
But
I think that's why you were saying earlier.
But if, you know, the Yankees and Dodgers advance again, and there's going to be probably the same thing where the primetime games will go to the bigger markets and Milwaukee and San Diego will be relegated likely to afternoon
games. You guys
games,
will be on the Roku channel.
Yeah. We're on the Chevron app. You guys should really enjoy it. Really enjoy it. Download the Chevron and get 69 cents off of a gallon of gas. And watch the Padres and Brewers.
The first potential Padres home playoff games would be next Wednesday and Thursday, if necessary, in the division series. But we got a long way to go before we get to there. But that's the schedule, at least for the next couple of weeks for your Padres in the playoffs.
Saw somebody say on Twitter, and I laughed. I go, wait, really? And I go, no, you're right. They said, this year's playoffs in particular is going to be the most toxic of all time. Of all time. With the Yankees and Red Sox playing in the first round. The Dodgers and Reds won't be toxic. But if the Dodgers get through, Dodgers and Phillies is going to be toxic.
Oh, man.
If the Padres and Cubs will be a little toxic. Padres and Brewers probably won't be. Padres-Dodgers is going to be, if they make it and it's the two of them, Armageddon.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Seven-game series for the pennant.
Shut it down. delete your social media. you're not going to be able to handle it.
Figure the ALCS is going to have the best team from the AL East. It'll either be the Blue Jays, the Yankees, or the Red Sox against the Mariners, the Tigers, or the Guardians.
Now, but you also have Tigers, Guardians, which they've played each other every day for 2 weeks. That's going to be toxic.
But the NLCS will likely be the prime series, whether it's Padres, Dodgers, or it's Phillies, Cubs, or it's Phillies, Brewers. It seems like that's going to be the one that's going to get the most attention this year.
You think?
I think so. I mean, if the Yankees are in, obviously they're going to be big, but they'll probably be playing a Mariners team. It's going to be a little bit smaller there. We'll see. But if it's Padres, Dodgers, clearly the nation will eat that up. Not just us, but the whole country would eat that up.
The matchups as they are right now are great. I mean, they are. It's a great showing for postseason baseball. It really is. I looked at that and I went, oh my God, you got three teams out of the East in one bracket in the AL. Right? These teams have played each other. They've hated each other. The Blue Jays and Yankees have had announcers fighting.
Chippy, yeah.
Yeah, Buck Martinez and Michael Kay have been going at it all year. It's like, what's better than this? The Red Sox. Paulie, do you have our end-of-year predictions? I'd like to look at those again because I feel like your old pal Woodsy had the Reds going to the playoffs this year.
I think he did.
And I had the Red Sox winning the World Series this year as well. Two teams that were really out of it 6 months ago, and here they are. What an incredible last few days of the regular season, too. I mean, just incredible. For us, for some other teams, not so much for the Mets. The Tigers were able to worm their way in at the last second. The Guardians, the way that they got in on a hit-by-pitch, bases loaded hit-by-pitch. Amazing theater all weekend long. And congrats to all the participants because it's going to be pretty incredible.
So you picked the Reds to win the Central.
They did not win the Central.
I picked them to finish second.
The Brewers won the Central. I don't think any of us had the Brewers in the playoffs.
No.
We didn't do like wild. We just did. Okay, second.
So I had them finishing second. You had them finishing first, meaning you thought they were a playoff team.
Yep.
Second place, at least most likely, could be a wild card. Benny had them in fourth. Ben and I both picked the Cubs to win the Central.
Okay. Now, I was actually
did not close, think that was going to be a three
I was
division.
Actually closer to right because they finished in third. I had them in fourth. You had them in first.
First,
so I was actually closer to right than you.
But I had them in. I had them in the playoffs.
Now they only won 83 games.
Crazy.
They snuck in.
I was a little surprised that the NL Central has three teams.
Yeah.
Get
remember
in.
What we were thinking about?
Crapping on the Central.
All three wildcard teams could come from the West. It could be the Padres, Giants.
I
did not work out.
What
that
about
way.
The AL East?
AL East.
We all probably had the Braves in the playoffs.
We did.
They did not make
it. We all picked the Braves to win the division.
Yeah.
Yeah. The AL East, Benny picked the Orioles. Woodsy and I picked the Red Sox to win the division.
Orioles did not.
Not
Benny had
well.
The Red Sox in second. Yeah, the Blue Jays finishing. We all had them finishing fourth.
Yeah. Fourth.
And they won.
They won the division.
Again,
crazy.
When we do this again next March, do not listen to anything
well,
that we
you
say.
Can listen to us, but you don't base your picks on what we say.
World Series matchups. Benny had the Orioles versus the Dodgers. Orioles beating the Dodgers. Woodsy, you had the Braves beating the Red Sox.
He's got one.
And I had the Red Sox beating the Dodgers.
Wow. Okay, Paulie's still got two. Paulie's could happen. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible baseball season. And yes, yesterday when it ended, the last game ended, I went, whew.
Here we go.
Small sense of relief that it, you know, because it's long. But then last night, click on the TV, looking for Sunday Night Baseball. And it wasn't there. And I went, oh, that's the reminder. Yeah, that's the reminder that it comes to an end. And it really bums me out every year. It really, really bums me out. And in about 2 weeks, I'll be hit, or hopefully like 3 weeks, I'll be hit with this vast wave of depression where I like want to watch baseball. I want to check my fantasy team, all of that. And I can't because
one
it's
team,
over.
One team's fan base won't be, though.
Yeah, one team's fan base will not be. I hope
you win the World Series. Like, yeah,
there's no depression.
There's maybe
then.
A bummer that the season's like no, there's no baseball to watch. But you're riding that high all the way up until pitchers and catchers report.
Yeah, you're drunk for like 3 weeks after that for sure. It's just it's so fun, man. I'm so excited that we're you know a team that is in it and get to cover a team that's in it.
I thought about it yesterday. The Padres sent out just. Very boring media information for the playoffs,
yeah.
And it was like, you know, workout day today at Wrigley Field, and it was the list of players that'll be up at the podium, and just getting those emails, It doesn't happen every year.
I know.
But it only happens this time in October, you know, late September, whatever. And I started reading the email, and I'm just like, ooh, you get a little excited. You're like, here we are. The playoffs are here. The playoffs are fun.
How about FOMO for you guys? I got a little bit yesterday. A couple of the dads on the T-ball team and the baseball team. You heading up to Chicago? I go, no. They're like, really? I'm like, no, not. FOMO?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. If you I texted Sam Levitt yesterday.
The irony is, if we had known the games were going to be on Channel 10 before yesterday, probably would have made plans to go.
You're joking.
Well, I mean, you just there was just no telling, you know, what networks were going to get the games. So
Brandon wants to know in the chat, did I get my press pass this year after the disrespect last year? Paul, do you want to read the list that you sent me on Friday night, if you have it handy? I think you probably do. You can read the list of people that were accepted for
got an email
press pass
from Major League Baseball.
Now, you got one, Ben, through Channel 10. You're set.
I have actually not gotten it yet.
But you will.
But I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Major League Baseball says, thank you for your interest in covering the San Diego Padres during the, and it's always potential, NLDS. Following applicants have been approved. Braden Suprenant.
Hold on, drum roll.
Braden Suprenant, you're going. Adam Klug, you're going.
Okay.
Chris Ello, approved.
On.
Paul Reindel,
wow,
approved.
Congratulations.
Matt Scraby, approved.
Congrats, Scrapes.
And finally... Frank Marchese,
what?
You are
no way! No way.
Now, Tony Gwynn Jr. doesn't need one.
Right.
Team employee, he'll get one.
I'll get my own.
Who's left?
Just you.
Literally just me.
Just you.
Nathan, our voice guy.
Yeah. Kelly Danick did not
Kelly
get
Danick
one.
Was left off. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Woods.
It's okay. It happens.
The good news is, hey, we're going to get through this together. And when I mean together...
Well, I'll be watching. I'll be living vicariously through you.
We'll all be living vicariously this week because on Wednesday, we're going to all be watching the game together. I want to make sure everybody knows that you can join us, Ben and Woods, the Braden Suprenant Show, and the Gwynn and Chris Show, minus Tony, of course. He's going to be in Chicago for a postseason watch party at Park 101, PRK 101 in Carlsbad for Game 2. San Diego, Chicago, Park 101 bi-level sports bar with a rooftop deck, huge screens, North County's best barbecue, craft cocktails, and we'll be giving away autographed baseballs, all presented by Estrella Jalisco Light Mexican Lager. You can join us Wednesday at Park 101, located at 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard in the Carlsbad Village, right there by the ocean, by the sea, watching the game together for all of the Tier 1s who want to join us on Wednesday.
I don't know that many have watched a playoff game with me. It's not the most fun.
Oh, we didn't say that we're going to be friendly or nice to you. We're all going to be
a wreck
in a complete state.
Don't look at me. Don't talk to me.
Of stress the entire time.
Get
but
it.
There'll be barbecue and drinks, so that's a good thing.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
I should clarify.
You should.
Everyone.
To be fair to Adam,
I was wondering how long you were going to let this go because like Adam Klug is going to get death threats in his email.
His hair is falling out. The little hair he has left is falling out in his hands right now.
I mean, let's just see here. What the F, Klug, Adam, WTH, bro? We are revolting.
It's not a
why
bit,
does Adam
by the way.
Hate you?
It's not a bit. It's not a bit. He'd asked me. He said for you know, do you want a press pass? And I said, no, I'm good. And he said, why? I go, because if I go to the game, I'm probably going to go with my wife. Like, we'll buy tickets and go like a normal. I said, because he goes, yeah, because you have to like sit in the press box and work. And I'm like, who wants to work during a playoff game? Not me. I want to be down on the thing getting drunk with my people and my wife. Like, that's what we did last year. But I actually put in for one last year, and I didn't get it because of alphabetical reasons, because my last name starts with W. So I got left off. So I told him, I said, hey, Hannah's going to want to go, right? And maybe even my kids will want to go. Like, I'm going to go with the family, so don't worry about me. If there's only so many that you can get, give it to those people, and that's what we'll do. So I did want to clarify that as he's
you passed. I passed.
I said
the opportunity to get a press pass.
I don't want to sit up there with Barry Bloom, and no offense, Barry, but I don't want to sit up there. You know, I just don't.
They're cheering in the press box.
Yeah, it's not for me. It's not for me.
It's not your environment.
It's not my environment. It makes me uncomfortable. It's not cool. I will lose. Playoff Woods is that beast that lives within me, who I've really done a good job this year of tamping that beast down. You know, he's back tomorrow. He's back at 12:08. Like, that beast will, I feel it in my toes already. It rises up through me and it's over. I cannot just sit in the press box and just take in a baseball game. It's just not in me to do. And my wife and I had last year, we had one of the most fun times we've ever had out at that Dodger game that Michael King pitched and gave up that grand slam, and we barely won that game. And by fun, I mean, it was like dental surgery. I stared at the ground the whole time when we were in the field because I just couldn't watch. It just makes me so, I get so amped for it. So, Kluger, we were just doing a bit. But no, he actually asked me if I wanted one, and I said, no, I'm good. Give it to the other dudes. They'll actually use it and work with it. I'm not doing any work. Don't count on me to do any work. My work will be watching the game.
I think you made the wise choice.
I do too.
I would argue that even if I use the press pass and end up walking around and mingling with some listeners and watching the game and enjoying myself, that's still work. That is covering the game.
100%. But I'm happy to.
I hear you though. I've done it before. Even Gallagher Square, like, can be tough to get situated.
I did that too, and I did the Gallagher Square. Like, I'll just use my press pass and go into Gallagher Square, and I don't want to watch a playoff game from Gallagher Square. No offense. I want to be in a seat, and I want to have a couple beers with me, and I want to, like, really, really be into the moment, not walking around, like, looking at a big screen. If that's the case, I'd rather just be at home. Yeah. You know, for me personally, that's how I choose to view it, but yeah, that was. I don't want Adam to think that I'm blaming him. It was my. I said it. I'm good. Paulie was like, dude. He wrote me. He's like, dude, are you kidding? I go, no. I told him, that's fine. We're good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't think I've ever gone this far without even setting the menu, so I'll just quickly tell you, it is Monday.
It's a big day.
We've changed things up a little bit. We'll have Craig Elston join us, Padres Hot Tub at 7:35, but Dennis Lynn is traveling to Chicago for the series, so he's going to be with us tomorrow. He dropped a big piece about A.J. Preller we'll be able to talk about with him tomorrow as well.
I've skimmed through it.
Lots of good details.
It's fantastic work.
But very excited. Jesse Rogers, who's going to be one of the ESPN broadcasters on the Padres crew, and of course is Mr. Chicago Baseball, covering it all for ESPN, is going to be with us at 8:35 this morning.
Love Jesse.
Look forward to that. We'll check traffic. We'll go through our Padres wrap-up. Quickly wrap up the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks to end the season into the rest of the program coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Well, the freeways around the greater part of San Diego looking good so far this morning, but we still have a couple of problems in the North County. Southbound 15 past Deer Springs Road, collision blocking the two right lanes, and an accident on North 5 Coastline Harbor Drive exit. It's over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh,
Yes.
It's the
Padres Wrap Up,
brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
2-2 again. Marte in the air, deep to left field. Sheets back it up at the wall, and it's going to go. Home run to left for Ketel Marte, his second of the series, his 28th of the year, and a nice battle at bat to begin this afternoon. Diamondbacks take a 1-0 lead. Not in the lineup, as Manny sends one on the ground up the middle into center, and a base hit. Fernando will trot home. Three straight singles to begin the bottom of the first inning. This one ties the game. It's 1-1. Mound visit over. First pitch from Fawn is a sweeper hung and line to left field. That's down and a base hit. McCarthy over to the line to get it. Two runs going to score. Bogart's trying for two, and he's in. A two-run double to make it 4-1, and now five straight Padre hits to begin the day. So maybe 119. Ground ball to third base. Manny's got it. Goes to second. That's one. Iglesias' turn. Plenty of time. And around the horn, double play gets Lawler home. So a 5-2 game, but certainly a trade the Padres will make. Machado, an RBI single and a run scored in the first inning. And now he sends a laser to deep left field. And gone, a home run. Number 27 for Manny Machado. Pitch to Cronenworth is lined over the head of Perdomo into left center and a base hit. Merrill will trot home. RBI single. Jake Cronenworth drives in his second run of the day, and it's a 10-2 Padre lead. Field as Iglesias lines one into left field. That's a base hit. Sheets is rounding third. He's going to score. Cronenworth at third is being waved. Perdomo's relay to the plate. No chance to get him. A two-run double for Jose Iglesias. And the Pods have put up a dozen here in game 162. They lead it 12-2. Pitch is grounded to first base. Off the glove of O'Hearn. Kicks out into right field. Barroso will score. Lawler's on his way. And Geraldo Perdomo, in his last at bat, will get over 100 RBIs on the season. And it's 12-4. Vasquez nods in the affirmative to his catcher Fermin. Now set the 0-2 pitch, and McCann hits it on the ground to the left side. Backhanded by McCoy. Long throw to second one. Wagner's turn to first is in time. What a double play to end the game and end the regular season. Beautifully done, 6-4-3, and the Padres close out the Diamondbacks 12-4 to pick up their 90th win of the season. The first time in franchise history they have put together back-to-back 90-win campaign.
All right, we are already at the end of the first hour. Sorry, Mike.
Hey,
cut you off a little bit.
Cut
there. It's okay. We will come back and wrap up the entire weekend against the Arizona Diamondbacks and have much more Padres talk on the way. Thanks for joining us on a Monday morning with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.